items on the 10-minute halacha list. For some reason, someone asked whether people should stop learning in order to go to a funeral whenever there's a funeral happening of a Talmud Chacham or the like, or for that matter, it wasn't on the list, but for that matter, to go to a wedding. If there's a wedding, is one supposed to stop learning to go to a wedding? So this is a sugya that is very close to my heart, because I remember when I was learning in Yeshivat Karen Biavne many years ago, Rabbi Teitz Zichrona Levracha from Elizabeth, New Jersey, passed away. And Rabbi Teitz had a kesher with my grandmother. He employed her in the yeshiva, and my grandmother was an almana and had only spoke Yiddish, and like not so easy to find employment when you're in that condition. So I was questioning, should I miss afternoon seder to go to Rabbi Teitz's levaya? Should I not miss afternoon seder to go to Rabbi Teitz's levaya? Because levaya was going to be in Eretz Yisrael. And I sat down to afternoon seder. I said, you know what? I'm a big masmid. I'm going to sit and learn. I sat down with my chavrusa. We were learning Masechta Ksuvos. We opened up to Daf Yud Zayin, and this is the Gemara that we found. The Gemara tells us, Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lohotzaas Hameis. One is supposed to be Mivatel Talmud Torah to go for do Hotzaas Hameis. And then the Gemara goes on to say how you only do that Kishainimo Kol Tzarko. If the mace doesn't already have Kol Tzarko, whatever he needs. So the Gemara says, yeah, what's Kol Tzarko? What's considered what the mace needs? So the Gemara says two levels. It does not discuss a regular person. It discusses someone who's karavitani, someone who learns. If the mace was someone who learned Torah in his lifetime, and he has less than 600,000 people already attending his funeral, then you should go, because kinnisinasa kach nitilasa. Just like the Torah was given with 600,000 people, when Torah is removed from us, 600,000 people ought to be there. And if there aren't, then you should go. And then the Gemara says, but if he not only learned Torah, but he masni, which Pashtus Rashi says means he taught Torah also, then in lo shir. Then there's no shir, no matter how many people are there, you go anyway. So that was the first lines of Gemara that we read at the beginning of the afternoon Seder. I closed my Gemara, I said to my Chavrusa, have a good day, I have somewhere to go, I'll see you later. And I ended up attending Rabbi Teitz's Levaya, where they spoke about how he was the greatest Marbitz Torah quantitatively in the world. During his lifetime, it was before the internet, he gave a radio shiur, and they'd have thousands of people tune in to his radio, weekly Daf HaShavua on the radio. So they said, we don't know about qualitatively necessarily, but quantitatively, the greatest Marbitz Torah in the world. So I said, wow, I think that counts as masni, as someone who not only learns Torah, but taught Torah, and therefore one should go to the funeral. But then the question begs itself, that's crazy. How could every time someone who learns Torah dies, we have to make sure there are 600,000 people, and every yeshiva should shut down so that everyone should go because there aren't going to be 600,000 people there? No yeshiva would ever function. How exactly does this work? In the Moad Muzman, in Shubhas Van Hagos, Chelek Hei, Sim Reish Ayin Zayin, Rav Sturmbach tells a story that he heard from somewhere, he saw written somewhere, that someone came to Rav Moshe Feinstein and asked Rav Moshe a very complicated yichus, psul yichus question, and Rav Moshe right away gave the answer. Rav Moshe was, everything was munach lefanav. It was like, you know, immediately gave the answer. Then the person asked him this question: what about, why is it that we don't close all the yeshivas to go to Levaya every time the Talmud Chacham dies? And Rav Moshe thought, and he thought, and he thought, he said, that's taka, a very difficult question. And then, you know, he said, I try not to read the obituaries too much, so that I don't know that the levayas are going to be happening, so because I don't know what the heter would be not to go, not to be mevatel Talmud Torah. So the chitzun question, the yichus question, no problem, right away. This question he thought was murderous. He thought it was too difficult a question. So let's just go through some basics of the sugya. The Gemara says you have to stop learning for Levayas HaMesach and Hachnasas Kala unless they have Kol Tzarko. The Gemara says that for somebody who didn't learn, it doesn't define what Kol Tzarko is, but the Shulchan Aruch in Yardeas HaMishin Samach Aleph Sif Aleph says Kol Tzarko would mean that there's a minion. If there's less than a minion, even if the person never learned in his life, if there's less than a minion, you should go, even be Mevatel Talmud Torah, to help make the minion. But once they have a minion, then you can leave it be. Then you don't have to go. For someone who's Kari Vitani, it's 600,000 people, as we explained. The Ramah in Simshin Samach Aleph Sif Aleph says, in the name of, he's really quoting what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Sarmi Kutzi, that every Jew nowadays is O b'mikra, O b'mishnah, Everyone learns something, learns a little something. So every Jew has, or not every Jew, Stam Jews, your average guy, the guy that sits next to you in shul, no matter what kind of, Talmud Chacham is or isn't, would fit into this category of people who would require 600,000 people at their Levaya. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shekara Vishana, implying that it's got to be both, that he needs to learn Mikra and Mishnah. But the Lashon of the Ramah, quoting from that Tsar Mikutzi, which is quoted by the Ritva and by the Beis Yosef, is She'ein Lecha Adam Yisrael She'eino O B'Mikra, O B'Mishnah, implying anything. If a person even learns a little Tanakh, a person learns a little Mishnah, it doesn't have to be that he learns both. For somebody who is Masni, as we said, it's unlimited. But what does Masni mean? The Ramban in Torah Adam says it means someone who's even just Mishamish Talmidei Chachamim, that it's an unlimited number, should have to go to the Levaya. However, the Rov Rishonim Rashi and the Rambam in Chesav Parak Yedal Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Aleph Sif Aleph assume that Masni means someone who teaches Torah. Now, what about women? Where do women fit into this? Which category do they fit into? They're pater from Talmud Torah. So if the whole thing is about Talmud Torah, so on the one hand, they're pater from Talmud Torah. On the other hand, a man who didn't learn Torah, you understand why you don't have to be mivatel to go to his funeral. He didn't do his job on this earth. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. But a woman did her job on this earth, even though she didn't learn Torah. So this is a machlokas rishonim. The Ritva is quoted by the Beis Yosef that were not mivatel Talmud Torah. For women, the Rush in the second paragraph of Subas, Simon Vav, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that we are Mevatel because Asa Ma Shemutal Aleha. She did her job, she did what she's supposed to do, and she's therefore worthy of such a large crowd at her funeral. The Levush adds another reason. He says, Mestama, women learned also. They learned the Dina Mashayachim Lam, they learned those halachas that are no get to them. So go for the women also. That the Shulchan Aruch, however, quotes both opinions, and he says the minhag is to be mekel, that you don't have to be mevatel Talmud Torah to go to a woman's funeral. What about, are there any other exceptions? So another major exception, doesn't appear in the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens never to be mevatel tinoko shel beis rabban. That's based on a rush in Siman Samach Aleph, in Moed Katan, in the Mordechai, in Tavtav Peites, that tinoko shel beis rabban, who are learning in their schools, you never take them out to go to a funeral. Why not? So the Torah says, because we're not even mevatel them for binyan beis haknesses or binyan beis hamikdash, for that matter. You wouldn't be mevatel tinoko shel beis rabban. So we're very careful about tinoko shel beis rabban. The Levush suggests, because they can't help out anyway. What are you going to do? You're going to be mevatel tinoko shel beis rabban to go to the funeral. The whole point is that they should help with the hotzas hameis. They can't help with the hotzas hameis. They don't know what they're doing. So there's no point in being mevatel tinoko shel beis rabban. But back to our original question, what is our heter? How do we not close down every yeshiva every time there's a funeral or a wedding? We should shut down every yeshiva because you need achnas kala, hotzas hameis. So there are six approaches that I found in Achronim to deal with this issue. The lashon of the question, Rav Sternbach writes in a tshuva in Chelek Beis and Tafnun Beis, Tamua upela hadavar ba'ayaros gedolos halo yesh yom yom halavayos rachmana litzlan. There are levayos every single day. Im neimad the tamid cham bnei tori starchum in adin levatel kolz manam lishtatef halavayos patzas ameis. So tamid cham are going to have to be mevatel all their time just to be funeral goers. That's going to be their job. So six approaches. The Shach and Sivkat Nein Yardesh and Samechalov quotes from the Aguda that if there's a Chever Kadisha, then this whole thing doesn't apply. You don't have to stop because the entire concern is that they're not going to have Kol Tzarko. Those were the keywords in the Gemara. They're not going to have what they need. And the point is, up to 600,000, because if Talmidei Chacham were to all say, well, it's not for me, someone else will go, then nobody will go. So when there's a Chevra Kadisha where everybody knows that the mace is taken care of, then the Mandakari, even the Mandakari Vitani, you don't have to go. However, the Shach points out that even the Agud himself would never say that the Mandemasni for someone who taught Torah, because for someone who taught Torah, apparently it's not about seeing to it that people are there, because even if you know 600,000 people are already there, you still have to go. Yeah, because the Mandemasni, someone who taught Torah, is apparently a din in kavod that you show to someone who taught Torah. So anytime anyone who teaches Torah dies, every yeshiva should shut down. Rav Shechter told us, it must be printed in one of the Nefesh HaRavs, I couldn't find Svarim in the Beis Medrash. But the Rav Shakta told us that Rav Soloveitchik said when one of the YU Rashi Yeshiva died, Rav Soloveitchik held shir during the Levaya, and like people thought that was like, you know, inappropriate. They're like, you know, Talmud Chacham dies, Laman Masni, we should be Mevatel. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you all have a din of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. And Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, not Batel. What's the definition of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban? He said, it doesn't just mean little kids. It means anyone who still needs a Rebbe in their learning. They still need, their minds are still being shaped, they're still developing in terms of a mahalich in how to learn. So you all have a din of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. Not so pashut, right? If the whole word of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban is that they're not going to know how to help in those SMAs, well, that doesn't apply to older people, to people who are in their college years, who would know how to help, and it's not so pashut that's true, but that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Ramban in Torah Sadam is quoted by the Beis Yosef that Eino Tzarech Latzeis V'Liros Im Yeshimo Kol Tzarecho Im Lav. Another Hatzav, he says, you don't have to go see if they have Kol Tzarecho or not. Meaning, if the funeral passes right by and you see that it's like 50 people and it was a Talmud Chacham, so it should be 600,000, then you're obligated to join, even if you're in the middle of learning. But no one told you to go check. No one told you that you have to go. So assume every funeral in the stomach has the 600,000 people that it needs, and then you don't have to go. That's how the Ramban writes. Shulchan Aruch paskins this exact thing, that you don't need to go out and check if you're learning, but it doesn't sound like that hetzer would work if you're not learning. Meaning, what if you just have a job, you're working, so you should always stop work? So not so clear. Shulchan Aruch then says a fourth possibility. If somebody has kol tzarko, then we don't have to worry. And the Shachan Taz says that this is talking about somebody who's low kari v'tani. But that's very difficult to make such an akimta, because we consider everybody as a kari v'tani. So that would mean that the Shulchan Aruch's idea of not having to worry when someone has kol tzarko just never applies, because everyone's kari v'tani. So the Bir Agra understands, based on Yerushalmi, understands Shulchan Aruch a little differently as follows, and this is Hatha number 4, that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that the entire din only applies if you're already in the street and the levaya passes by. But that what you're supposed to do then is accompany for 4 amos and not worry about the 4 amos walk of Bittul Torah that you're going to be having for those 4 amos. We're not talking about going to Hespedim for 3 hours, then driving out to the cemetery. We're talking about participating in some way in the Hotza'as Hameis, that if the funeral procession is going by, so you walk for 4 amos. But that's it. That's all one is required to do. Definitely you don't have to leave your house if they have kol tzarko. In fact, the Netziv in the Hamik Shelin, Sim Lama David, says that the entire chiv is only if you see him being carried, that you see them going by. So Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, what if I'm in my apartment in Yerushalayim and I see a Levaya going through the streets? Why is it that everyone's not leaving their apartments to go there, seeing it go by? So Shlomo Zalman said, that's a taka problem. That if you're in an apartment where the Levaya goes by that street, you should join, and you have an absolute chiyuv to do so. Rav Sternberg's not so convinced. He says, no. The chiyuv is, if you're there and then the Levaya goes by and you just ignore it, that's bizyonos. How do you not join in? But you're in your apartment, you're in a totally different setting, no one sees that you even see. No, I mean, if you're sticking your head out the window, maybe that's a problem, but you know, if you're in your apartment, you don't have to stop everything to go and join the Levaya. A fifth possible kula, Rav Shlomo writes in Shuvasa and Hagos, that the entire din is only applicable in small communities where everybody is somehow connected to the maze. But in our stabilized world, where this one davens in this shul and that one davens in that shul, so even though they live next door to each other, they don't even know each other's names, they don't have any connection with each other, that is not considered to be part of one community, and therefore one is not obligated to go to such a levaya. That is a very hard kula to accept. It's very difficult to reconcile that with the Gemara, because the Gemara said, even if there are 600,000 people there, you still need to go. 600,000 people in a tiny community? I mean, where do you have 600,000? It's very hard to imagine. That's talking about a small community. Then Rav Shlomo quotes something from his Rebbe, Ram Schneider. Meisha Schneider? Or Meir Schneider? I don't know. Ram Schneider, Zatzal, who says that when it's not just Talmud Torah, but it's more than that, it's Talmud Torah de Rabbim, then it's on a different level. And we would say, if you're Osek B'mitzvah of Talmud Torah de Rabbim, you're part of from everything else, including Levayas. See, Osek B'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. But Talmud Torah to Rabbim, it does apply to. So can you imagine if we shut down every yeshiva and Batei Medrash would empty out? That's Talmud Torah de Rabbim. And that we're going to say, if you're Osek B'mitzvah, you're Patra B'mitzvah. He says, if you accept that to be true, he says, that's why his Rebbe, this Rav Schneider, when there was a chassan in the yeshiva, he would only allow certain boys to go, and even then, for certain amounts of time. I remember I was at a chassana, I think it was maybe Rabbi Eisenstein said something to me. One of the rabbis who was a Rebbe in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael was at the chasna also, and it was, you know, a typical American chasna. It was not even typical, it was a very fancy American chasna. I don't know how long the chasna lasted, 5 hours? And this rabbi said to me, how do you do this every night? Like, how do you, what patala? The boys come out, they spend 5 hours. You're in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little much quicker. You come a couple of hours, they're married, showing, you know, then everyone goes to sleep. So he couldn't imagine the patala that's involved. So that's what this Rabbi Schneider would only allow certain bachrim to go. Now that, if you accept his yesod, it would explain Rashi Masechah Sukkah. Sukkah Daf Chav Hei, Shluchei Mitzvah apart from Sukkah. Rashi says, what's an example of Shluchei Mitzvah? Holchin Lilmot Torah. What do you mean Holchin Lilmot Torah? There's no Osik Mitzvah apart from Mitzvah by Talmud Torah. But if you accept this, then you understand. Because if it's not just Talmud Torah, but Talmud Torah did Rabbim, then we do say Osik Mitzvah. This would also explain Rebbe's Hanhaga in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, which says if Rebbe was saying Shir, he would pause and just say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then go right back to Shir. But according to after Rishonim, you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, it's just Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You need to say the first parasha, or maybe the first two parashas, maybe all three parashas. There are all sorts of different shittos from Rishonim what you need to say, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is only good according to some Rishonim. How are the other Rishonim going to explain what Rebbe did? Only Shema Yisrael. If Rebbe was saying a Shir, that's Talmud Torah de Rabbim, and when it's Talmud Torah de Rabbim, Osik B'mitzvah is Pater Min HaMitzvah. So whichever hetzer you like, generally the minhag is we don't shut down every yeshiva in the world every time there's a levaya or a wedding. When are we taka mevatel? So two circumstances. Rav Shurmach in Tshuvas HaNagas Chel Beis in Tafin Beis says that when it's a big Talmud Chacham, then we're mevatel because kol Beis Yisrael chayavan nachlok lo kavod. Then there's a special Indian of giving kavod to a very big Talmud Chacham. A gadol Yisrael dies. People the likes of Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, all the yeshivas shut down and everyone goes to be melave the mace. They quote Rav Shlomach quotes from the Briska Rav. Another situation is if it's more than just taking care of a funeral, but let's say the family wants to cremate the body and you need someone to get involved to discourage that from happening, so that too would be a reason to be mevatel Talmud Torah for a mace. Oh, that was a long one.